this is interesting. If you have a new vehicle, you're probably aware that it just goes into an automatic stop mode at signals, which is intended to save you a little gas. But Tim Menard, and it is Menard and not Menard, right, Tim?
No, it is Menard, like hardware store.
Oh, are you a part of that family?
Technically, yeah, on my dad's side, but they're kind of separate.
Yeah, they're not financing your ventures.
No, they're not.
So you're the founder of LYT. Tell everybody what that is.
Yeah, so Lyte is a company on a mission to improve mobility for all of us. So we're not completely vehicle-centric. We're trying to help the entire community be able to get to where they need to go. And that's totally possible, and we're trying to help everybody achieve that.
And basically, in layman's terms, you're going to help people achieve wasting gas at red lights and the frustration of hitting every red light when you're trying to get through a city or an area or like on Randall Road out in the suburbs. And how does that tech work?
Yeah, that is exactly what we're trying to do, is try to minimize that going from red light to red light situation or being caught up too long. And so what we've been doing is using all the available information that we've now have at our hands today, things like your cell phone, GPSs in cars and buses and fire trucks, to be able to connect to traffic lights and get them this information through what we all call the cloud today, the computers in the sky that connect us all, to make these fast turnarounds. So at the end of the day, the individuals at the city who have to look and monitor over all these traffic signals have the power at their tools to really look at what's happening day to day to make powerful changes.
Okay, so if you were on Randall Road, let's say that runs from 88, it runs from Aurora all the way up through Elgin, across 90, into Algonquin, and it's always just a mess. Are you talking about syncing those lights so that traffic could move more freely?
Exactly. And so that all those communities that own a part of Randall Road can communicate how they're doing it better.
Okay. And so this involves artificial intelligence. And of course, that makes people nervous. So that's a part of the conversation. What's your response to people who say, well, I don't want to be monitored?
That's true. None of us want to get down into the weeds. And actually, at the end of the day, for traffic, we're all part of it. So we don't actually need to get into the who are you and what kind of car and what exactly that is. It's really about the aggregate whole. So when you're taking a look at all of us as users on there and with artificial intelligence, we're really looking at how much is that road being used? How is that light working with the next one? How are people really moving in traffic? And using this AI to be able to then adjust so that now that green light is going to hold longer, so you're not going from red to red to red.
And so the technology, your technology, Lyte, is being used in California, Oregon, and Washington cities. How's that going? How's it working? Do the people who benefit from it, the drivers, have good things to say? And how does the city feel about it?
So the cities are using it right now for their transit vehicles or their emergency response vehicles. So right now, transit and fire are demonstrating that this future is possible, and they're seeing significant benefits to it.
And are you going to be a billionaire like Bill Gates one day based on this technology?
I mean, ultimately, anything that's worth is valuable will wind up. That could very well be the case.
Well, we'll be intrigued to see if you get that enacted in Illinois and specifically in the city of Chicago. Tim Menard, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Lisa. I'd love to get that working in Chicago.
I bet you would. If you want to look it up and fully understand what the tech is about, it's LYT. He is the founder. Hey, did you hear the promos? I heard the promos today, too, that Dan Abrams, you know, he's been on this show before. He works for News Nation, and he got Chris Cuomo to sit down. It's the first interview that Cuomo has had since leaving CNN. I don't know what he's doing now. You know he's going to ask that. You know he'll hit him with some tough questions as well. So that's going to be on Dan Abrams Live this coming Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on News Nation. And if you don't follow some of our other News Nation friends, you can always find News Nation on Xfinity Channel 223, DirecTV Channel 307, and Dish Channel 239. Your 3 o'clock news is coming up next with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.